All right, hockey fans, listen up, because we've got something special cooked up for playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game, you're going to be faced with a handful of questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle, and it's free to join. And there are prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? Daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards. Treat yourself to some nation gear or maybe even your favorite jersey. And for the big dogs, the people who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking about real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Sign up today and play every game day at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Well, look at us back together. It's reunited and it feels so good. What's going on, Retro? Good to see you, pal. Big weekend. Yeah. Big weekend.
Yeah. Big weekend. Yeah. What did we do this weekend? Oh, we were in a rink. Oh, weird. Weird. Season's over, but found myself in the rink literally 8 a.m. till 4 p.m. on Saturday. And then yesterday from 4:30 till 8 o'clock. So it's great. So loved it.
Yeah. So this is you being done with kid hockey and all that.
This season's over. This is downtime. So.
Yeah. It's nice to have a little downtime. About 4 days, 3 days. Yeah. It's what'd you do with yourself? What'd you do with all that free time? Oof. Yeah. It's like, it's over. I think it's over for a week for us. I think till Sunday, like we've got till Sunday to enjoy not going to the rink. So that'll be nice. I'm very excited for that. Yeah, the big U12 ringette regionals. Hoo-hoo, boy.
Intense.
And I know what you're thinking to your, I know what you're thinking to yourself. U12 girls ringette. There can't be crazy people involved with that. Well, just hang on, Retro. You'd be surprised. Yeah, there was, I don't want to drag him in. There's this one coach, though. He is an idiot. He's one of those
does
guys.
He wreck it?
He better keep does... he better I don't think so. You know, I don't think so. I don't think he realizes what a douchebag he is. Because again, U12, and for those of you that are listening or watching, and you don't really, so that's girls under the age of 12. And if you don't know what you're dealing with, I find a niece, find a buddy who's got a daughter or whatever. They're little kids. I mean, they're young. And the coach manipulates refs, tries to intimidate them. He gets he stands on the bench and then puts his one foot on top of the dasherboard and does some of this stuff. You know, he's got the big friggin' lean going. And then some throwing of the coffee cup. They had to check the game sheet because he was bringing in affiliates. Despite having a full roster. Again, U12 girls. And a part of it, do the parents not, why are we bringing up these other girls? We have a full team and you're bringing in a fill. Oh, you've been doing it all season. Douchebag. Douchebags everywhere, rep.
There is, for sure.
Yeah. And you know where I live, right?
Yeah.
In the city? Yeah.
I do.
And you know where the Edge School is?
Uh-huh. I'm aware. Yeah.
It's still just as far from my place as you think and remember it was. Really far.
Yeah. It's not convenient. There's a new road that heads up that way, but it hasn't made that much of a difference, has it? It's still...
It shaves 100%. A bit of time,
It shaves a bit, but it's still... When you hear you have to go to the Edge, you're not excited.
It's now, like, beautiful place. People there are great and all of that. But if you wanted to have a bite to eat or get a coffee, you're driving back to the city or
attend the school. Like if you wanted to attend and live in our part of town, that's a lot of petrol.
For those that don't know what the hell we're talking about, I live in the south part of the city. The Edge School is kind of a prep school where kids go to school, but there's a big focus on hockey. You'll practice before your school day, and then in the afternoon you play as a team and that whole thing. So it'd be great if you were a kid to go there. But you wouldn't want to commute from here. And I know there was a kid that was my son's age. I think he went there for a year. And that's
what happens,
commute.
Right? Yeah. You get excited. You think, I can do this. And then you commit. And then about 2 months in, you're going, oh my God. Oh no. We got 8 more months of this. Like, how am I going to do this? The snow has
first day, there's bad weather. Yeah. Or an accident or a fender bender. This is not ideal. Yeah, this is not ideal. Not a great weekend out there. But we're done. We're done with kids' sports. And now I need to figure out, are we done with professional sports here? 8 games? What do we got left? Something like that?
We're down 8. To the little, 8 big ones.
Nitty-gritty retro. Down to the nitty-gritty of the Flame season. Anyway, we're here in the Tower Chrysler Studios. Look at that right there. There's a Jeep and there's a Dodge Ram. They're your Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, Jeep dealers here in the city, voted number one by the Tower, by the Jeep, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram buyers. The customers in the city of Calgary said, you know what? We like the cut of their jib over at Tower Chrysler. Those are some good people over there. Calgary's the Consumer Choice Award winner. TowerChrysler.com. Go and see them. I got a new idea, and a new idea popped into my head over the weekend. I was thinking, I've got to go talk to Serge. We got to get something going, because I'm not sure about the Flames. Now, did you watch the game? Did you catch it? I was at the Edge School, so I had to watch it after the fact, but big win for the Flames.
Another big must-win game. I saw that it was 2-0, because I also was at the rink, and it was an early start. When I got home, it was on. I threw it on. It was 3-3, and I'm like, oh, wait now.
Yeah.
So I watched the rest of it and they pulled it out. So I went back and kind of skimmed through the start, but I wouldn't say I dialed in on it.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember. I'm just going to call up the game sheet here because I was driving somewhere and I threw on the game. And the only thing I could think of was, guys, fellas, it's the Sharks and you're at home. What are we doing? But shortly thereafter, they kind of got it, 2-0, then 3-2. I caught the 3-2 goal and the Sharks take the lead, boys. But then they shut it down and they go the rest of the way. They went by a score of 5-3 and do some scoreboard watching over the course of the weekend. I don't sense there's a lot of... Well, I shouldn't say that. I still think there's people, and it's what we've been talking about for a while. They look at the standings. Okay, well, let's see. Winnipeg is okay. That's not too bad. Yeah, you need Winnipeg to lose some, but Winnipeg hasn't been great. Nashville's in there, but all of a sudden they're, you know, they got another player hurt, and they haven't been great either. Yeah, it's true. But again, we keep waiting for them to kind of be a little bit more undeniable, as in winning 2 or 3 in a row and then stretching things out. 81 points leaves them four back of Winnipeg. Winnipeg in that second and final playoff spot. And as far as the wild card, they both played 74 games. Nashville has two games in hand. You know, it should be exciting. But is it because I'm such a poopy pants that I'm having a hard time getting invested in it?
No, because oddly enough, the Buffalo Sabres are basically the exact same situation here, and everyone has the same malaise to them, right? Sabres are, well, looks now they're six back, but they got a game in hand. They were four back, and everyone was kind of like, oh, yeah, you're only four back, but there's a team in front of Florida's. It's not easy. Can it be done? Absolutely. Absolutely can be done by just keep winning.
I appreciate.
It's sad.
I hate.
The hardest part is it's not in your. It's not. You could win out and still not make it. That's the shitty part.
That's right.
Right. Okay. Finally, we got it rolling. We won eight in a row. Oh, that's not good enough. Needed nine.
Great.
Right.
You really could have used nine. Yeah, really could have used nine.
Winnipeg wins a game because it's the other thing is the tiebreaker, right? They can't tie them because mm-hmm. Winnipeg's got more wins. So
anyway,
you got to have a couple more wins than Winnipeg. You play them, sure, that's an absolute must. We've said it all along. We'd love to be excited about a chase. So. Well, let's find out.
This will be a week. Yeah. So they've got the LA Kings tomorrow night.
10-0 and 2 in their last 12.
Yeah, they're an absolute they're on an absolute heater. They're loving life. They are absolutely loving life. It is they beat Winnipeg, and then yesterday they had a great start. They hung on for a 7-6 win. We'll talk about it coming up in the Pinder report. But yeah, at home, 11-0-2, it's a 12-game point streak, scoring goals like crazy. A lot of guys having unbelievable runs. It feels like, again, you said it last week, don't play them. Don't play them in the playoffs. That said, I still wonder about the goaltending a little bit. They got rid of Jonathan Quick. Phoenix Copley's been good. He was exposed a little bit yesterday, but so I don't like the way this one shapes up for the Flames, obviously. But then it's a quiet week, so you've got one game tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, nothing. Then you play Vancouver on Friday. It'll be a chance to sit around and do some watching, and it might be hard for the old Flames to sit and watch some games. And then it's a busy stretch to start the month. Anyway, I mean, we keep talking about this every single day. At some point, we're going to know whether the math is realistic or a complete pipe dream. And for some, it feels like it's the way it is already. But, you know, we'll see where we get there. The good news yesterday, though, they get the kids signed. Matthew Coronato, first rounder. He signs on the dotted line. We talked about it on one of the games, one of the afterburners last week, I guess it was. And it was going to be a lot for the guy not to sign. It's money right now. You wipe a year of your entry level off. You're a year closer to getting to your free agency, even though it's RFA. And what do you want to do? Are you staying in? It's Harvard. That's great. I mean, we all wanted to go to Harvard, I guess. Did you want to go to Harvard? Was that?
Yeah, I was close. We all wanted to go. It was junior hockey or Harvard. I wasn't sure which direction to go.
Yeah.
So
I guess
wonder.
Matt Coronato decided, you know, maybe my profession, I'm going to try this hockey thing out for size. So yeah, he signs. Well, it's going to be essentially your entry level max, that whole thing. And he's coming to town today. And now it'll be a matter of when you see him on the ice.
Take the money, come up here, get some games in hope. Well, that's the thing. We're happy to have him, right? And does he have to play a game to burn the year?
Yeah.
Okay. Can you imagine if the Flames?
That's my understanding. Yeah, I mean he's signed the contract, but yeah, there's you got to get games in to trigger all that. So
I'm sure
that being the whole thing.
In,
well, yeah, and that's you think Daryl's dying to get another kid into the.
But
into the
not
lineup
when they
while
aren't even officially
still a chance.
Yes, if there's still a chance, there's no way they want to. And I don't blame them. Like, what? If you're officially eliminated, he has a hard time when that happens playing kids. But, okay, fine. Now you play. But to throw him into a situation where it's a big win or you need a big win just to stay alive, I think that's a tough spot to ask the coach to do that even. So, I mean,
he does not need to play a game, actually, Retro. I'm getting the it's official. Yeah, it's changed. It used to be you had to – he signed, so – it's so year
this
one.
Counts as this year.
Not bad.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Either way, it's I find it so difficult because you even looking at the games played, 34 games played, that does not feel like a lot of games for a season of hockey. Right? Like, you wonder why.
Yeah.
I think kids are great, and I think their skill level is way, way above what it used to be, and I think they're conditioning and their professionalism is way better than it used to be, so they're much more apt to be able to play in the NHL at a younger age. But 34 games in a season to 82 games in a season, that's real. That's a problem. You're not
no,
used
it's
to
not
being.
As I can't disagree with what you're saying. I was going to say, it's not like you're not on the ice. You're still, it's just irrelevant. More practice time and you're working on things, but it's 34 games is 34 games. His season, however, got rolled up by Ohio State, I believe it was on Friday. So then it was just a matter of when he was going to sign, and he had a couple of teammates sign, and I think Flames fans were like, okay, well, there's some guys leaving Harvard. Some guys are doing it. Maybe it's the cool thing, Matt. And then yesterday they do get him signed, so... 13th overall pick from 2021. Coming to town. Snowing outside. Perfect. Welcome
pumped.
To Calgary, Matt.
Pumped to be here. Pumped.
And I think everybody wants to know, what is he? The guy can shoot it. And I said to you before we got on, he's got a great shot. It's a high level. It's a great shot. How much time and space does he need to get it off? He'll have a lot less of both at this level. It's going to be a lot harder to pick your spot and then wire it, but the guy can't shoot it. You see there, he's 5'10", 183 pounds. That doesn't strike me as a guy that's going to get a whole lot bigger. So Pelche, Mangiapane, Coronado, the Flames have some key players, seemingly undersized, certainly in the eyes of their current head coach, I would bet.
Is that the general consensus, though, that 5'10", 180? I don't think so. I think that it's probably average sized in reality for today's world. And
I
don't even look
team,
at it anymore.
Do you have, skill?
I don't even,
do you have some skill?
Yeah.
Can you skate and do you have some skill? Then get in here and we'll find some players and move things around. See if you got some chemistry. Can you add a spark to this team? Because it's looked like it needs one for the balance of this season. Now, for
shoot.
You know, going into next year, I don't know what it means. You come in, you have a bad camp. We know Daryl hates kids that have bad training camps and how that goes. But, you know, here's the thing. Either way, I think it's a sigh of relief in some respects because the knock, do U.S. kids, do they want to come? Is he going to sign? Is he going to stay in school? It's the Adam Fox thing all over again. Coronado said all the way along that he wanted to come here. His intention was to sign, and he did. So it was, you know. And it's PTSD. I get it. There was some of that with, is Johnny Gaudreau? What's Johnny Gaudreau going to do? And you go back even further, it was Tim Erickson. Well, he wasn't going to come. And then Adam Fox wasn't going to come. So I get why Flames fans would be a little uptight about it. So,
well,
since it's not a first rounder that's not coming.
Yeah, and you get him signed, and now you get a bunch. I complain that there's not enough and that the shelves could be stocked more if we'd have managed our assets differently. But nonetheless, you got Pelche playing. You got a Doer that's moved up. You've got Phillips down in the minors. You got Connor Zary down there. Now you got a Coronado. It feels like at least now there's a decent amount of youth coming up that you're going to be able to pick and choose from. Not everyone's going to probably make an impact. If they do, even better. But all guys that you're hopeful for and that are. Remember I said I find it hard to find teams that have been able to go outside, you know, their draft picks and this and that, and create a core from guys that started on other teams. Now it feels like you add this guy. You've got a group of kids that if you can bring them along, you're going to have a core that you've created, and they're going to pull together and play together and maybe have a little longer run. We had to get rid of all those guys. Well, didn't have to. But those guys last summer that all left, those were the guys that were supposed to be the core. Now you filled it with older guys that you brought in, and I think it's important to have guys like Coronado come along and start filling roles on this team.
Everyone else does it, right? You look across the league, everybody else. Oh, that's for later. That's a little Palm Springs video. Teams do it. And you generally, you would love to have some really good older / veteran players, your star players, and then augment with young players that are making less money. It'll just be, what's the veteran base going to be if and when those guys all kind of start to come in? I don't know. There's some guys with long-term contracts. There's some guys that have contracts that would have them here for a long time. So I guess we'll see. Want to mention, coming up tomorrow, mention the LA Kings are going to be here. We're going to have a Flames experience. Nice guys over at Mad Rose Pub, 15 Royal Vista Place. They take care of you. And there have been four of them this month. The fourth and final Flames experience opportunity for you with Mad Rose Pub is coming up tomorrow. 20 beers on tap, kid friendly, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Great food, some of the best pizza in the city. Gourmet dough, signature sauces, made fresh every single day. It feels like a lot, Rhett. You're running a pub, you got a lot of things. How are the kegs? Are we got to do it? Hey, go whipping the dough up. We do it every day. Who's making that? You think who's? Are you making that? Are you going to be making dough every day?
Now, is it one of those? What do they keep in the fridge? Not the yeast for the sourdough.
Oh yeah.
What is that? I've derailed. But anyway, so fresh is good.
Because it's the question I would have. Because you have the yeast and it's got to rise. But how are you doing that? Do you let it come to a complete rise and then roll it out and then portion it out?
I'll tell you what they don't do, Dean. They're not taking it out of the freezer, out of a box, and stick it in the
oven. You're right. Not some Mr. Delicio or whatever firing in there. This is good stuff. Madrose.pub website, 15 Royal Vista Place location. Go and visit them and be watching your social media, your soch, over the course of today, as we'll have that opportunity for you to win with Mad Rose Pub. And you may as well, and there'll be a nice little $50 gift card in there. Go have some poutine, some pizza. Goodness gracious. Why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't
you? Maybe you should take me there Friday.
When are you in?
I'm hoping to be in that studio on Friday. Want to check out the fancy studio. You got room? Is there a spot for me to sit? I keep saying that. I'm not convinced there is.
Oh, there's room. Yeah. Yeah, there's room for you in there. I'm just trying to think.
You gone Friday?
I kind of like doing Fridays from home. You know, home studio's awfully comfy.
Well, I'll just come to your house then. It's even closer.
Yeah, just come on over. Yeah, just come on over. We'll do the Pinder report in a couple of minutes. Have you been watching? Is the March Madness? Are you all into it? Being that you're in the States,
it's massive down there. Huge. Yeah, it's everyone's talking about. There was a foul, non-foul, crazy call. Oh. San Diego State, crazy. Everybody's upset or happy or wound up and can't believe people picked. I saw on one of the whatever sports stations, they had 20 million brackets filled out, and there was 37 that had the final four picked.
I'm surprised there's that many, given how how wild it's been. Who the hell has that as their final four? You're coming, people keep asking. So Rhett's, he's in Buffalo. Yeah, he's in Buffalo. So what's, is he staying? I don't know. I don't know. I've asked you this question before. Do you have an update as to what I can tell people, because I'll get little cards printed up, because you know people are going to be asking you, so why did you go? When did you go? Were you planning on it? Are you staying? What's happening now? You could probably just come out with it, and then we
can
just
make a t-shirt.
Here's the Warner update. Here you go. And it'll just save you a lot of time. What's the latest?
Well, I'm thinking about getting a dog again. It's the latest.
It's a good idea.
It's a good idea, but it sounds like a fun thing to do right now, so I'm not sure.
Yeah. And then when you come back here, you'll leave the dog with somebody down there.
Yeah, I got to. Yeah. Well, you know, old Dickie Schmelick, old Richie, my old D-buddy, he runs a kennel. He's got a boarding school. He's a great dog. High-end dog trainer. Like, they fly him over to Europe to deal with stuff.
Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe Alex should take his yappy mutts down to Dickie Schmelick.
Alex has got a couple of mangy dogs sitting on his feet there, frothing at the mouth. Gross.
Yeah.
So no update then? As far as...
Is there a specific question? Like, what are we updating?
So you moved to Buffalo. You call it moved to Buffalo?
I don't know. I own a home in Calgary, so...
Yeah. And you don't own a home there. You're squatting in somebody's...
Yeah.
dilapidated shack. Yeah. You're a renter there. So what, what's he, and I never really know what to tell people. Have you moved or selling the home here? Are you a Buffalo, New Yorker?
No, the house is not for sale and won't be for sale. So, it's hard to explain because people like to judge you, and I don't really give a S what people think, and I like to, I live a little bit differently than maybe some. So, and I'll tell you this. How I live will probably just continue.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
The unpredictability. Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
it served you very well. I'll be honest. Yeah. It served you pretty well.
Yeah.
Right. Look at you with your Bills shirt on.
All this. I spilled oil on this the other day. And then the great grandma. No
motor oil.
No, I was cooking. Didn't take my shirt off when I was frying things up.
Well, yeah.
And then I got, what did she dump on it? Like baking soda or flour or something? Right away? Soaked it right up? Some kind of pink soap? All cleared up, good as new. It's good as new.
Yeah.
Old people, it's amazing what they know.
Yeah. They know what they're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they go cuckoo.
Stupid.
Yeah. And then they go cuckoo and you can't get it out of them. Then you're like, you have no clue what you're saying, do you? You old crazy bat.
And it's tough because everybody has that different line between you're very wise. That's some sage advice to you're batshit crazy. Go lay down, you idiot. You never know when it is. It's like, is this advice I'm getting right now? Is that some of that because you've lived on the planet and you've gone through so much that that's good advice? Or is it because you're losing your marbles and you're...
Is this
you're
sage
bonkers
or
right now?
Yeah, were you chewing on some mushrooms an hour ago? Or what do we got here?
Are old people doing mushrooms?
Absolutely.
Everything. There's so much now that's
they're opening up their minds. They're just whacked out on psilocybin all the time.
Vina Nova, I want to get this in. Because spring, although it doesn't feel like it today in Calgary, but spring is engagement season. Red, I know you're buying rings left, right, and center for the shoveler. So it's probably about that time because Christmas is now a few months away. Every 3 or 4 months, you got to keep supplying jewelry. You got to keep taking care of the shoveler. Look at that right there. That's a beaut, Clark. That is a lab-grown diamond, Vina Nova, Calgary's only jeweler that specializes exclusively in lab-grown. As much as 80% off and kind of across the board. Last time I talked to Justin, he's 80%. You're safe in saying 80%. That's where we're at right now. And if you want to get something custom made, give it some time, 4 or 5 weeks, 5, 6 weeks, that sort of thing, depending on what it is. So if that's kind of your, oh, we're going to make something and the stone's going to look like this and it's going to have horns and it's going to have a tail on it, then you're going to need to give Justin some time to put that together. But they have a great selection in store, second floor on Stephen Avenue Place. Swing by, say hi to Justin and say, it's what they do. It can be intimidating. I'm a guy. I don't know anything about jewelry. What's happening? That's why they're there. Who's it for? What's the situation? What do you need? We'll help you take care of it. VinaNova.com is the website, and there you see a nice little scroll there. And why spend all this dough? Like Pinder said, you either get way more for the money that you've chose to invest, or you can save a bunch of money for the carat size or the stone size that you were looking for. Either way, work for us, Retro. Work for us. A little video there on the old website. So here's what
we're
going to
do.
Right now, yeah. That's where the devil horn is going to go.
Yeah. Well, each to their own, I guess. You can talk to Justin about it. Yeah. Do whatever you need.
I'd like to get a middle finger kind of etched into the middle of the stone. Can we do that?
Shaped in.
Yeah.
So I was talking
to McGrath.
I was talking to McGrath because he got his rings tattooed on his fingers and then things changed in his life. And he's like, try dealing with that. That's really fun. He goes, I had to keep adding to my hand tattoos because things changed.
I think it was
go to
Vina
Nova. You don't.
Yeah, that's right.
Go to Vina Nova. You don't have to deal with that.
Yeah, and I think he like tattooed his chick's name on his neck, which I don't know why. I wouldn't want to do that in the first place. But then, like, say when things change, then you got to do it again, or you're wearing this broad's name on your face. Face tattoos.
When you see bigger and you question about his life choice.
Yeah.
I don't offer any advice.
Hey, stupid. What were you thinking? See a ring. It's easier. Much easier. We're going to do I put together a little best of the weekend, just some goofy stuff that I saw over the weekend, but we'll do the Pinder report. Pinder back tomorrow. He was on his golf little getaway with his father. I'm very curious to find out what it was all about.
The 7-day golf getaway,
annually sort of thing. Yeah,
annually. Yet yeah. We've never heard of him going to it before. But whatever.
Well, he could be, but in fairness, I don't listen to him. I've gotten so accustomed to just blocking him out. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's just white
there's
noise.
A lot
jibby,
of
jibby, jibby. Yeah. Oh yeah.
There's a lot of Masters music when he's going too.
Oh yeah. Man. Yeah,
the problem is that we do a show with them and you're supposed to pay attention to each other. And I get in shit for this all the time. It's like, hey, answer the question. We just it's like, well, yeah, but you talk so much. I don't know when you're gonna babbling away, and then all of a sudden he throws one at you and you're like, whoa. I was chewing on my fingernails. I wasn't listening.
Yeah. It
rattles me sometimes.
Yeah. Because in conversation, you generally wait for the other person to stop talking and then you respond to them. But if you wait for him to stop talking, you just wait forever. And like you say, you're going to doze off or just start daydreaming about something else. So then he will catch you. He will catch you off guard, which happens. But either way, time for the Pinder report. It's a presentation of Village Honda. Now, of course, Village, they are in the Northwest Auto Mall. They're your dealership for life. And they are continuing their $1 million buy-in event. Get cash for your vehicle. Top dollar for your used vehicle. They'll buy yours even if you don't buy theirs. They want to jam that lot with quality used vehicles. You can find out more. They'll throw in a tropical cruise to boot if they buy your vehicle. How about that? VillageHonda.com is the website. Good people up there, too. Good people. Where did I put that thing? Oh, here it is. The Pinder Report. Tyler Toffoli. 5-3 win. 2 goals for Toff. He has tied his career high 31 goals. It is still kind of overly impressive to me that with how, not even up and down, but just how consistently average the team has been, they've not been overly impressive for any amount of time, yet he has been the constant. He's been very good. I don't know why that is. It's Is it professionalism? Is it just that he's that good? Is it the familiarity with Daryl? I don't know, but no one else has thrived quite like he has at all. Is it coaching? He's not shaken by Daryl when the Daryl stuff happens.
It has to be some of it for sure. He's not rattled by Daryl's approach to things. And I don't know. I spent the weekend thinking about our comments, because I think the last show we did was Thursday night after the game. And I never think we're unjust in our opinions on things, but sometimes you get wound up and you start to, maybe it's too harsh. And, you know, I'm complaining about the assistant coaches and this and that. And then I started thinking, is Daryl any different than he ever was? I mean, how do we know? Like, we keep hearing is, nobody's happy down there. And it's like, well, I don't know if that's, is that a far off of what a normal season with Daryl was, right? Like, is it Daryl? Is he can't coach anymore? He's an idiot. Right?
Not exactly a developing story, to your point. Yeah. This is,
but if you've been around Toffoli, I guess he's one of the guys that hasn't been. He's, you know what I think too? I think the other thing, and every coach has guys that love him, and they'll have a couple guys that aren't happy with him. Daryl clearly trusts Toffoli, Toff, and he's used him a lot, and he's put him in spots where he can be successful, and he's produced for Daryl. So he's produced all year, and other guys haven't. So I think
I'm guessing the first time he went through it as a younger player, you'd be kind of taken aback a little bit. You'd be unsure. By this point, he probably knows that the bark is worse than the bite and just whatever. I'm sure, not to say that he just casts any, you know, any guidance or whatever Daryl has to say. I just think he's probably, I know how this rolls, and I'm fine with it. Probably also a testament he and Lindholm. We haven't talked a whole lot about Elias Lindholm this season. At the start, it looked like he was maybe a little bit disinterested. I know you kind of talked about it. Here's a guy that had an unbelievable season last year. The two line mates leave, his numbers go down, and suddenly it's, that's why you were good last year, because you had those two players. Now you don't have them and you're not as good. I give him a little bit of credit. I think he's had to kind of be a bit of a pro through this whole thing. You don't really hear him bitching or complaining. He also had a kid thing going on this year. So 11 points in the last six games for Toffoli on that line. You mentioned his name earlier, Walker Dewar. How don't you love Walker Dewar? Goal and an assist. Welcome to Calgary, kid.
That's my jersey.
Yeah.
If I'm buying a jersey, that's the jersey I'm buying.
I mean, you don't want to get carried away, but you say Coronado and if Wolf, and you start to think about these young guys.
They all turn out.
Walker Dewar, you're part of that too, bud. You're probably not going to lead the team in scoring, and you weren't a first-round pick, but hey, there's a stall in that room for you. If I'm running the ship, there sure is. I like that kid. You know what? That's that goal he scored, that's not a plumber goal. There's some skill there. That's a hell of a shot. Backdoor one-timer.
He's smart enough to realize I'm going to play a role here that I could be effective at. And hopefully that just continues to translate and you grow into more and more, right?
Yeah.
I don't know what you're going to critique with him. Absolutely. Yeah. I think we all are.
Michael Backlund, game 900. You played a long time. What does 900 games just in general mean? And what does 900 for that guy mean?
Well, I was here when they drafted Backlund. I was still around. So that's he's been going at it. I think it's cool when you see a guy at 900 with one squad. I don't know that 900, I mean, every 100 games is kind of a unique thing. 900 is not the one that, you know, it's kind of a nice recognition. It's that 1,000 game mark that I think that's the one where you kind of stand back and reflect on things a little bit more. 900, I never got to 900, but I got to think it's kind of like I said, a nice thing, but it's not the one. You get to 900, all you're thinking about is, I want that silver stick. I want the 1,000. I got 100 more in me at least. So, and I would think that Michael Backlund's the same way. He He's not an old man. He's older, but he's still playing at a good level. There's no way he's not getting to 1,000 games, is there? If you think back to his career, even to get to 900, we had him booted out of this league a decade ago in our analysis. But at the start of the year, career, he was hurt a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But it was always right? You forget about that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's, and I was going to make that point. We were critical for sure. And part of that was his inability to stay healthy. It just felt like every year he was dealing with something that had him out of the lineup, and that he'd come in and he would struggle, as every guy kind of does, I suppose. And then the pressures of being a first rounder and that. Anyway, everyone knows what we're talking about. I just think it's a really big number for that guy here, because the team has been up and down and he has been up and down and much maligned and all of that. Now here he is, he's got kids and is kind of a leader on this team. I didn't expect it a decade ago, like you say. And I think you look at 900 and you think, well, another 100 games, there's 82 in a season, so he'll get there right away. But there's just never any guarantees, like you say, about health or anything. You get injured, you miss a chunk of time. Well, now all of a sudden you need 2 seasons to do it. And then I don't worry about it with him, but I don't know, 900, that's a big number. I'm happy for him.
Yeah, when you say 900, it's like, whew, them's a lot of games. So, yeah. But I do expect him to get to 1,000. Again, you can't predict it all, but injuries could waylay that. But I would say this, my expectations were not this high for Michael Backlund, and I think he's done one hell of a job of becoming a professional hockey player. I think he's got a professional approach to it. I'm not as supportive of Backlund as a lot of people. I'm probably more critical of him than I am supportive of him, but I do give him credit for he's been here a long time. He gives back to the community. He has turned in, it looks like he's turned into a bit of a leader on that team, which I never expected from him. And last year against the Oilers said a lot to me about Michael Backlund, because he was their best player.
Yeah.
And he was a guy that showed up and competed, and I don't think everyone else did.
And a guy that Bob Hartley, Daryl Sutter twice, right? You need some thick skin. And there again, Mike Keenan, he was not a guy that I would have guessed to have had thick skin. And I guess maybe that's how you do it, is by playing for guys like that. You either learn to block some of it out, or you learn to take some of it as constructive criticism and you move on. But he's proven me wrong for sure. 900 games, the third Flame to do it in a Flames jersey. Gio had 949, Jerome, of course, 1219. The Kings are in town tomorrow. We've talked about it a little bit already. The Kings, they're rolling, extending their point streak to 12 games. A franchise record best 12 games, 7-6 against St. Louis yesterday. The Kings scored 26 seconds in and 5 times in the first period. Adrian Kempe had a pair. He's up to 36. Phoenix Copley kind of let the Blues back into this. He allowed 6 on 22. This was a lot of Kings. I watched a bit of this one last night, so... bad time of the year for Copley to start pooping the bed. Remember last time we played, the Flames played the Kings. They were really good and didn't have Kevin Fiala, their leading scorer. He returned 2 assists. He missed 6 games. Arvidsson, 7 points in the last 3. Doughty has scored in 3 straight games, has 5 goals and 6. So other than that, they're really ripe for the picking.
Yeah, they're... Yeah.
Right where you want them.
Eventually, right? They got to lose eventually.
Yeah. Got them right where they want them. What did I want to do now? I guess we'll talk about Matthew Coronato. We'll talk about Matthew Coronato right now. The Flames announcing, as we touched on a little bit already, 2021 first round pick, Matthew Coronato, 3-year entry level contract. He was playing with Harvard. He was hoping to go to the Frozen Four in NCAA. His Harvard team got beat out on Friday, which means, well, what are you going to do? Are you coming back to school? Are you turning pro? If you turn pro, you're going to get some money and you're going to get that contract going. We talked about it last week and we've touched about it on it already. Unless he really had it in his head he wasn't going to be a Flame, this is what you do. So not a real shock to see this come down yesterday, but I think, as I've said with Flames fans, you always worry
maybe a little bit.
Well, I mean, it's like you said, you had PTSD because of Fox and Erickson, and there's been some examples that maybe didn't work out the way the Flames would want. But is it odd that we were that nervous? Like, these are kids. This is the NHL. They should be ecstatic for to be drafted and just have the opportunity. And we were like, oh, he's not going to want to come because Daryl, it's the NHL, for Christ's sakes.
Yeah.
What are we talking about?
No, it's nervous Nellies. Yeah, it's nervous Nellies in the city. The same ones. And I think I know I was one of them with Gaudreau, because he kind of had that one opportunity to come and then went back to school. And part of it is I'm going to go play with his brother or whatever the hell it was. But in fairness to Coronado, he never said anything but, I'm going to be a Flame. I want to come to Calgary. Let's go. So he does that. Two seasons with Harvard, 20 goals, 16 assists, 36 points in 34 games. He was the Ivy League Rookie of the Year in 21-22. The old Ivy League. Do you wear special jackets when you're in the Ivy League?
I think you do, actually. I think you do.
Right? You got special coats and stuff. Last year's 20 goals as a rookie, tied for second most. So he burns the first year of the three-year entry-level deal. He'll go RFA in 2025. And Ryan Pike, so you don't need to play a game. Will he get into a game? Here comes that, what we believe or what we're being told is that GM coach type thing. Although Brad Treliving did come out and say, look, let's be patient. This is great. It's great news. He signed in the dotted line. He's a Flame. That's all awesome. But don't expect this guy to step in and start scoring and be an impact guy right away. It's not that he's a project, but it's, I think every GM says that to their fan base when they sign a first rounder. Let's be patient. Let's give him time to grow and mature. I think he said, Treliving, they all can't be Rhett Warners and step in at 18 years of age. Not everybody can do that. So interesting that he brought that up.
It is odd. It's also good, I think, for kids like that the Flames farm team is in Calgary now. It's not as big a pain in the ass to go back and forth. And they got a good team there, which is nice. I think he'll play if the Flames are ever officially eliminated. I would think that was part of the promise made. Maybe not. I could be wrong. But I would expect it. And if they don't play him, I think it's silly not to, in a way. He can't go down to the minors this year and help out, correct?
No, he can't go down.
So bring him up, practice him, get him used to being around, let him enjoy the amazing facilities down at the Dome. And once the team's eliminated, get him in there, play him. Come on, Big D.
Yeah, straight face. He pulled that off. Straight face. That was well done.
What?
Eight games left for the Flames to get him in. What were you going to say?
He's not going to get in until they're eliminated, are they? Is he? I can't imagine.
I can't either. Just, again, using recent history as a guide. I would guess they were more than 4 points out when they were still playing Markstrom and they weren't going to play young guys a couple years ago. So why would it be any different now?
That was the question I was going to ask. Which team do you think has a nicer dressing room?
Normally being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Training facility.
Harvard?
Harvard, yeah. Or the Flames?
Poor Saddledome. Poor Dome. Just, you know what? The Dome is doing all it can.
The Dome, it's trying its absolutely. Very best. Look at this. Pinder's
trying to disrupt. That the roof hasn't fallen in is kind of amazing.
That's a good thing. Pinder's trying to distract me during the show, sending me stuff.
Yeah, I see it. They need you to record an ad, and so that means stay on after, and maybe Alex can help, that sort of thing.
Pretty busy. Anyway.
Yeah, that was always the deal at the last place. Hey, Rhett, there's an ad to be read. Oh, I can't do it. I can't do it.
Well, we got to get through the Pinderport. This is probably something we should talk about off air, but I love when people say, get it done by tomorrow.
That's the world we're in, buddy. Yeah.
Okay.
That's the world we're in. Yeah.
If it works for you, perfect. That's great. If it works for you, get it done by tomorrow. Okay.
Yeah. Before we move on, you were talking about move on from the Flames, I guess. You're a dog guy, right? You love dogs. You're big.
Getting another
you know
dog.
What it's like.
Yeah. Soon. Yeah. Yeah.
You know who else apparently has it? Well, I shouldn't say that. Let's take a look. There was a tweet put out over the weekend by a Flames defenseman, Troy Stetcher. So maybe he's, again, I'll let you kind of decide, puts the tweet out. Calgarians, just because there's snow on the ground and it snows during the winter doesn't mean you don't have to pick up your dog's poop. Hashtag landmines everywhere. Hashtag tiptoeing. So I was going to say he's got it, but it doesn't really, he could just be out for a walk. So maybe he's very anti-dog. Because I would think
he hates dogs. Yeah. And hates dog poo even more, apparently. But I'm with them. Yeah. There's a lot of loser dog owners out there. Just shatting everywhere and just, whatever. Uh-huh. Right? Like, come on. For real? There needs to be more bylaw officers for that.
No, there does not need to be more bylaw.
Just be walking around spying. There's a guy with a dog. Did he pick it up? Check. Maybe there's some leftovers. They missed some. Bam! Ticket.
I didn't know this, but Stetcher, apparently a bit of a whiner. Had no idea. Get over it, Troy. Let's take a look. What's going on around the league? West standings, because, yes, if the Flames can win out, they need some help, and maybe some help is what they can get. Winnipeg fell to the LA Kings 4-1 on Saturday. I mentioned the Jets, wrap a three-game California trip in San Jose tomorrow. Jets 5-5 in their last 10. They're 4 points up on the Flames. Both teams, 8 games remaining. So it's been, to say they haven't been doing their part isn't exactly, they're just okay. They're playing kind of 500. They're catchable if you really wanted to catch them. Nashville, they failed to gain any ground. They lost 3-2 to Toronto at home. They lost to the Kraken on Saturday. They're 2-4-1 in their last 7. So, again, if you want to win more than one in a row, they're making it mathematically a slim possibility here. So I get why some people are maybe hanging on, but it's still gonna need you to get going. Get your poop in a group, Troy Stetcher, is what you need to do if you're the Flames. Let's go.
What? If the Jets win one, we got to win 4, is that, or 3?
What's it's the magic number thing. Pike. It's like six and a half. So that's any combination of losses plus wins. So it's a Jets win would bump that down to 5. A Flames loss, that sort of thing. So it's, yeah, win. Beat the Kings. Not easy, but maybe they're getting all fat and sassy.
Yeah, they can't win all of them. I think this is great. I think they'll be looking past the Flames. The Flames can play loose.
Just hammered on them a week ago. Yeah, that's right. They'll be all fat, going to have steak somewhere, going to Mercado, having bisteca, showing up at the rink tomorrow. Just, oh, my God.
Alberta beef. I hate a whole meat sweats.
I hate an whole meatloaf. Oh, my God. Bad news for the Predators. Matt Duchene left the game early in the second period, hit hard in the left hand by a shot from his teammate Dante Fabbro. John Hines says Duchene is week to week with an upper body injury. So he's got a broken hand. His hands broke. They're also without Forsberg, Johansson, Roman Josi, Alexandre Carrier. Come on. Right? Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
Come on. Come on. Come on.
Elsewhere, the Bruins win again, this time Carolina in a shootout. Did you see any of this game? This thing was, these are two powerhouses. They go back and forth and back and forth. It was a 3-1 Boston lead. Carolina ties it. They go to overtime. It was bananas. They go to the shootout and Jake DeBrusque wins it. David Pastrnak goals 50 and 51 on the season and the 600th point of his career. Guy's having a year. Guy's okay. Loving life. 97 points in 73 games. The 57 victories that the Bruins have matches the 70-71 season for most in franchise history. Probably break it, you think? They'll get another win along the way. 27 road victories is a new club record. So yeah, you're seeing a historic Boston Bruin club and a historic run by any team in the NHL. Now, is that because there's 32 teams? I don't know. They aren't. Are they considerably different? If you go to the deadline and they add Hathaway and they add Bertuzzi and that, but I don't know. I don't think anybody really picked the Bruins to be.
I think
look out for the Bruins probably, this year.
I think people were probably predicting the Bruins to fall further down the rankings, yeah. Wouldn't you? Right, the injuries and guy like I thought the Bruins were going to be middling. Kind of on their way down. They're down the slide, not climbing the mountain. But anyway,
meanwhile, Jim Montgomery, the coach, I'm the smartest man alive. Does anybody want to ask me any questions? I'm only coaching the greatest team ever. Ask me anything. Dallas, let me go. Can you believe it? They fired me?
Idiots.
Bunch of dummies. I'm the smartest guy in the world. You mentioned the Calgary Wranglers to kind of double back. Wranglers pick up 7th win in their last 8 games. They beat San Diego 3-2. Matt Phillips, 2 goals, including the game winner. He takes the overall lead in the American Hockey League in goal scoring with 32. Dustin Wolf played his 100th career game, 28 saves, 38th win of the season. So the Wranglers, top spot in the AHL standings, 45-15-4. 2 games remain in the regular season. They've got the Henderson Silver Knights, yes, Vegas's farm team, Wednesday and Friday at the Dome. So they are, they're rolling.
There might be a long playoff.
There's a team that plays at the, yeah.
Yeah, there might be a deep playoff run. We just don't know which squad it'll be.
Similarly, Mitch Love is hanging around the dressing room. Hey, if you guys need any tips or anything.
You're struggling out down the hallway over there? How are you guys doing?
Yeah. It's no big deal. We just took over top spot in the league yesterday. 1-7-8. It's kind of a winning streak. It's what we're doing right now. Got a whiteboard. I can show you a few things. To the NFL, Lamar Jackson, your buddy.
No, I hate that guy.
He torpedoed your fantasy season. Lamar Jackson, Baltimore Ravens, they have been embroiled in a contract squabble. Little Twitter update from Lamar today. says he asked the Ravens to trade him about 3 weeks ago. In regards to my future plans, as of March 2nd, I requested a trade from the Ravens organization, for which the Ravens has not been interested in meeting my value. Any and everyone that has met me or been around me know that I love the game of football and my dream is to help a team. So there you go. He is asked to be traded. They have some, it's kind of a weird, it's not the friend, there's a franchise tag, which means he can go and negotiate this whole thing. But he, is he done or is this just a step in getting the dough that he wants?
I had him on my fantasy last year and he was dog
okay,
shirt.
Yeah.
I guess there's always guys that bounce back and play better and maybe he wasn't happy in Baltimore, but I'm not picking him too early in my draft this year, I'll tell you. He'll get paid though. Everyone, NFL quarterback, come on. Lots of money out there.
He's betting on himself. That's what he's doing.
Well, he was supposed to. Yeah, but that was the idea last year, was that he was betting on himself to have a big, massive year, and then he shit the bed. So he better not bet him on himself too often. Take some of that dough.
Wasn't it 2 years ago he almost shit himself, literally, when he had to run
back to the
locker room? That was 2 years ago? Ooh. That's terrific. There's cameras everywhere. I was going to soil myself. March Madness, down to the Final Four. Miami will play the University of Connecticut. San Diego State plays Florida Atlantic, FAU. First ever Final Four appearance for both Miami and San Diego State. First time since seeding began in 1979 that no team has seeded, that seeded better than four has made it to the Final Four. And what's interesting, little fun fact for you, Jim Larrañaga, the coach of Miami, he took George Mason as an 11 seed to the Final Four 17 years prior. So he's back again. And
yeah, I remember that run.
Yeah, of course you do. Who could, old George Mason. And Larrañaga, you know what it's doing? It's making him feel young again, as it would, right? You've been coaching for years, for decades. You're around these young athletes and you get excited. And it's, we're back into the Final Four. They're loving life. You see all the, he was even kind of, he was cutting a rug in the locker room after the big win. I know that you you like to kind of get out there and get it moving. Look at the boys here.
And it didn't work, and they got beat down. But I actually, oh, my goodness.
Work it out, Coach Larrañaga. Work it out.
Hey, he's doing it wrong now.
Work it out. Work it out, Coach Larrañaga.
I can't unsee that.
Oh,
he's better than you. He's much better than Chuck, I've seen you dance, and I've seen Coach Larrañaga dance. First dancing part, with the stars.
Well, neither one of us should be
dancing.
He gets
a 10. He gets a 9.5. You get like a 7.
They love it, hey? The players are just loving it.
Yeah. Pumped.
Awesome. And yes, Ryan Pinder will return to the show tomorrow after his hoity-toity golf excursion to Palm Springs. Flying home tonight, manicures and pedicures booked for 3:30, I think, and just in time to catch the flight. Very high-class club and, you know, members at the club and the event and prestigious event and all of that. And we've managed over the last few days to find the video on course of the Pinder group golfing. Now, I'm not sure if they're joining up with other people or if it's infighting or what exactly it is, but you can just see that stakes must be very high. The emotions on the golf course.
Man.
Now, I don't know which one I'm trying to pick out because he's kind of a lean guy, right? I guess these guys. So maybe, I don't know if there's a cousin. Or maybe this is just two people from
family
the other
affair.
From the other group. Yeah, it's, they take it serious though. Now is that Pinder on the? No, he's got that long hair right now. But either way, golf, it's a gentleman's game.
See,
I love the bare feet.
Chokehold.
Oh yeah. Yeah, it's good. There are so many videos of people either doing dumb shit or fighting each other or screaming at each other on the golf course. It's stunning.
You go right down the rabbit hole when you go looking for these. And it's just hours upon hours of Look at these idiots. Look at these idiots. What a bunch of dummies.
That's the Pinder Report. It's a presentation of Village Honda. Online, villagehonda.com. Northwest Auto Mall, your dealership for life. We are going to get dry roads very soon. Today's snowfall is going to knock it a little bit. But once we get that winter cleaned up off your car, inside, outside, get your vehicle detailed up nice with Village Honda. Book online, give them a call, get in contact, get your car, get your vehicle in there. Maybe swap over your winter tires, do that whole thing while it's in there. You get it, get your detailing package. They start at $79.95. Your dealership for life, the good folks at Village Honda. There you have it. Old Pinder. He was... Lol, yeah.
Is he back?
He's flying tonight. Yeah, he's flying tonight. Now, in fairness to him, he did text me this morning. I can have a Pinder report or something. I was like, I thought you're coming on Tuesday. He's like, well, I fly tonight. It's like, well, then you're on holidays. Enjoy your holidays. So then when he comes back, he'd be like, well, I said I could do a thing. That's Go golfing.
Yeah, go the golfing. Token.
It's fine. That's nice of him to check in. You've gone on golf trips. I mean, for me, I can't imagine golfing 36 holes and then going golfing again. Like, you talk to guys like Commodore and guys that are into it, they just love it. And I know that you like golf. You enjoy golf. You enjoy being around that whole thing. What's on a golf trip, what's the most days in a row you would have golfed?
I can golf probably 3 days in a row, maybe four. But I sure 18? As hell ain't playing. Yes, I sure ain't playing 36. One day of 36, and I don't even enjoy the second round, to be quite honest with you. I'm more of a let's golf. Imagine.
Yeah.
Have a massage, hit the spa, find a nice patio, get to bed early, sleep in. The problem with the dummies that play 36. You know, I'm sure there's guys out there that play it competitively enough that they're not getting right ripped from the first swing on. But my idiot Lugan friends, that's you have a drink at breakfast, so you're half cut before you tee off, and that ain't stopping. So now you stay up late drinking, and then you got to get 36 in. How many hours of golf is that? 4.5 hour round. So you got 9 hours of golf in a day. Then you got to have a break in between for lunch. I mean, you have to get up at 6 a.m. I don't want to get up at 6 a.m. to golf. And I don't want to drink from 6 a.m. till 9 p.m.
You need incredible staying power, but your Lugan buddies have that ability.
Weimer does a golf trip with a bunch of guys every June. He's done it now for a couple of years. Inevitably, there's a fight by day three. Inevitably, somebody's pissed off at someone. Now, I don't think they get to the point where you had the video up and they're chucking knuckles on the course. But inevitably, the story on Sunday on the way home is, wow, somebody pissed. Then they got mad and they started wrestling and arguing.
Yeah.
There's going to be a fight. Everyone's tired. They've been drinking. They've been golfing too much. 3 days, tight quarters. Somebody's getting mad.
It's tough, somebody though, because cheats. If you do anything, if you go less than a 3 day trip, it's hard to justify. It's kind of got to be a three day trip.
Don't play 36 in a day, you idiots. Yeah. What do you think? You're young boys now? We're old.
It's too much.
Too much.
You stay in touch with Weemsy? Does he miss you? Do you hear from old Weem Dog?
A little bit. Not as, So busy. So busy. Yeah.
You or him?
Him.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Just wondering. The Hearing Loss Clinic, they popped into my head yesterday. Hearingloss.ca is the website. And I've been saying this for a while that I'm going to one of the four Calgary locations to get a hearing assessment done. And it's one of the things I've known it for a while, but it kind of dawned on me just because I'm now more thinking about it because of the Hearing Loss Clinic and Rhodesy and going in there. my wife, and I've talked about this before, she grinds coffee beans every day at night, puts it into the coffee maker, sets it. So then when she gets up, there's a full nice little pot of coffee waiting for her. And I was in the living room far enough away from the coffee grinder that it wasn't loud, but there was something about the tone, like something about where it, that thing. And it was like, I could feel my ear. Not good. I had one of these things going. I've got to remember to tell them that. Is that bad? When it's not volume, is that a thing, or am I just?
I think you're going to the right place to ask those questions, Dean.
Because I just thought it would be loud, like high volume stuff. But this was almost the pitch of the coffee grinder. I'm not sure. Men and women of all ages apparently can suffer from hearing impairment, hearing loss. It can affect your. You stay at home. Why would I go out and be around people when I have to struggle? What's that? Hey, sorry. And you can't hear, and people think
we were known as yesterday. Uncle Tony got shot and something happened to his eardrum or something. So he's got to sit at a certain spot at the table because he can only hear out of one ear now.
Yeah.
But I don't know if he's ever gone to a hearing loss clinic in Calgary. Maybe I should bring him up there, join you. Get them all fixed up.
2022 Chamber of Commerce Professional Services Excellence Award winner. It's a mouthful, but it means good things. It means that they're very good at what they do and they're very popular. At The Hearing Loss on Twitter, at The Hearing Loss Clinic on Instagram, 4 Calgary locations. Just go and see them. I'm betting there's a lot of people out there that you think, yeah, I hadn't really thought about hearing loss, or I hadn't thought about having bad hearing is something that I would be able to repair or make less of a intrusion into my social life or into my life in general. Go and see them. Book a spot. Hearingloss.ca might surprise you. I did put together a little thing, the best of the weekend kind of things that I see pop up over the course of the days. And I figure either might be of interest to you or to the people who listen and watch, but some of it this week is for you. There was some, it's like, yeah, I'm going to play that for retro. We'll start. The Washington Capitals are on the outside looking in as far as a playoff spot. They need some help and they've got to do some winning. It's been one of those years, but we always talk about it. Alex Ovechkin, you'll see him on your screen. He's the guy at the kind of right bottom. It's a power play. Just about to start, you see in the clock, 2 minutes, Washington power play. Now, what generally happens? The Capitals win the faceoff. You move the puck to Ovi, and he wires it. Pittsburgh has played Washington a trillion times. If anybody should know about Ovi, it's these guys. Let's take a look to yesterday. 3-1 Pittsburgh lead.
Doesn't matter if you're up or not. Ovi's going. There he goes with a one-timer! And he scores! Helmet on, a power play goal. His 299th power play goal of the season.
It says they're 88 miles an hour. He didn't even get all of it.
As Mike Sullivan was telling us today, some teams it's all about chaos and more shots.
Jeez, the goalie looked like he was even there.
They work the puck to him. This is a face-off
under the arm.
Win, and that pass.
You wonder out of all the goals that he scored, how many have been that exact shot?
Oh.
Like 300? Has he scored 300 goals?
Well, that
400
was his
goals that way?
Power play, but so I would say half of his goal. Yeah. Like, are you kidding me?
Yeah. So that game you saw there was 3-1. Yeah. Go ahead.
Well, the best is that everyone knows it yet.
It
still happens.
Okay, guys. Watch for number 8.
Hey,
who scored?
Ovi will
eight.
Probably
well, what
shoot
did he do? He did exactly, and that's what Ray Ferraro was like. Going to go to Ovi, zing. Ovi's going, zing. So there you see it. That made it 3-2, but it was a 3-1 Pittsburgh lead. Now Pittsburgh is—they're not exactly home and cooled either. I was looking at the standing this morning. Pittsburgh is in this with what's about to happen. The second and final wild card, Washington has 76 points, so they're fighting. Every point is kind of a big deal to them. So here they are. Look at the time left. A minute 28 left. 3-3. Let's get to overtime at least, boys. Let's get a point. See where the puck is on the boards. Number 39. That's Anthony Mantha about to pick up the puck. Here's what you don't do. I thought of you immediately on this one.
Carries through the neutral zone. Terrible turnover. Malkin goes in and he scores.
Points.
Evgeny Malkin.
For those that can't see it, Mantha picks up the puck along the boards, cuts to the middle of the ice, and Malkin just skates and takes it right off of his stick, skates in on a partial break, and wires it low blocker. Penguins win in regulation, no points for the Caps. Fought back from 3-1, lose 4-3.
That's probably it for him.
Right? That's a killer. But what is Mantha thinking?
I don't know.
What is he doing
here?
You're
good. You're coming across the blue. Oh, it's like he didn't see him.
He's 6'4", wearing all black. How do you not see the guy? Watch Malkin, because I'm going to cut up here. Yeah, so there's...
It's like he stops.
Not a... Not a Selke nominee, Anthony Mantha. That's going to be my prediction on that. A couple of beauty goals. We can keep the highlight train rolling. Jack Hughes scored his 40th of the season. He has had a hell of a year. And how about this for number 40?
Looking for Hammond. He peels back. And Hughes will carry it ahead. Gains the zone. Jack Hughes to the net and scores!
Now, in fairness, you could play that a little tighter if you're the Ottawa D.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking. But, it was a beautiful goal, but fellas, why are you even on the ice if you're going to... Yeah. Nobody touched him. Like, they didn't touch him. Picks it up in his
he
own
picks
end
it up in
all
his own
the way
end.
Through
yeah.
the middle of the ice and not touched. Mm-hmm. Not touched. Lightly touched.
Yeah, light taps of the stick. Ah, she's a beauty. Not the
like
only
the
beauty goal.
I thought
I know.
The Devils jerseys there, too. They're great.
They got the green back in there. Now, that's such a good look. Is it because we're getting old?
Yeah,
do we
probably.
Like the old throwback jerseys? Maybe.
Probably.
Maybe. Elsewhere, the Columbus Blue Jackets, it's not been a great year. The Frozen Four, Michigan. University of Michigan is going back to the Frozen Four. Kent Johnson was part of that Michigan team a year ago that went to the Frozen Four. And speaking of the Michigan, top of your screen.
Former Trail Smoke Eater, Dean. Former Trail Smoke Eater.
Jackets get it back. Kent Johnson, Lee, unable to get a stick on it. Look at that. There is the Michigan. Kent Johnson circles the net and then sends it home. It's 3-2 Columbus.
It's a beauty because right here, look at the whoop through the legs, toe drag, scoop under the bar.
I love how it's awesome and I think it's great that they score these goals. It's so deflating for the other team, like, oh,
yeah,
just hang your head in shame.
Well, remember, it was Riddick. That was when the first one in the NHL kind of wasn't it Svechnikov did it against the Flames and David Riddick? Yeah. It's like, oh, I'm gonna see that one now for the rest of time. Big save, Dave. Speaking of goalies, how about have you been? Did you play for the Fort Wayne Comets ever, Rhett? In your
no,
time
I have
American
not.
League?
I
no
wish.
Time.
I wish.
Look at this, the Comets on home ice, 5-3 lead, empty net at the far end.
Flipped into the zone. Fanti will stop it. Fanti will make a bid himself. It's going to go all the way down. We have a chance. Do we do it? Yes! Yes! Ryan Fanti scores the first goal by a goaltender in Comet history. Oh, my! Ryan Fanti! Welcome to the record book, Ryan Fanti! A goaltender goal, and we've been
been saying that all season. If there was a
and there you go.
Who was going to do it? It was going to be Ryan Fancy.
If you're going to score, you got to go and do the train.
Unbelievable. Welcome to legend status.
So what's worse, giving up a goalie goal with an empty net or a Michigan?
Well, for me, a Michigan, because I wouldn't be on the ice when the net's empty in my end.
Yeah.
We're trying to make up a goal. I'm not out there, but I might be on the ice when somebody
we gotta
scores
get one.
A Michigan. Yeah. Order, sit. Damn it.
Oh, yeah. How many beers is that guy having after the game? 30 Coors Lights. I'm going to say 30 Coors Lights for Ryan Fanti after the game. Now, details are a little slim on this. I don't follow a lot of professional ping pong or the world. Sorry, I shouldn't say, it's table tennis. Eric Francis has a great story about that. Get him to tell you one time. But I got to give these guys credit. Do you play table tennis? Are you good at it? You can let it go, Alex, because this one goes for a little while. Look at these guys go.
We had Christmas dinner on a table tennis table in Buffalo.
So one guy is clearly on the offensive here. A guy in the red shirt, no big deal. Look at the end. Yeah? Eat it.
It's like he knew.
Hard overhand, boink. That's cocky. That's some cocky table tennis right there. It's like he knew.
It's like, you know, I got this guy. This is easy. That's what I looked like at our buddy DUG's in Scottsdale outside.
Is that right? Yeah.
You've played on that table.
Oh, yeah. The outdoor table. Yeah.
Just like that.
Get Pinder to play in. Pinder's cocky, but he's
I don't
want to
play Pinder, but I don't want to play Pinder in anything because it's, first of all, he yaps too much. He's highly competitive. For someone that's not good at anything important. And I'll punch him in the nose when he starts rubbing it in my face. That, oh, he beat me at ping pong or table tennis. Well, great.
Yeah.
I'm going to beat
it's
you
kind of
at
a weird one.
Beating people.
Yeah. Hey, why don't you come over? We'll have some drinks and play ping pong. It was kind of an odd one. I didn't hear guys do that very often. But maybe, again, I don't get out a whole lot. Do you go and play ping pong a lot with your buddies?
I'm a shuffleboard guy, Dean. Shuffleboard.
Yeah, that's right. You know what you are, though, is you're a hell of a leg wrestler. We've talked about this. You've done it at parties. You've done it in public.
Doesn't matter where. You want to challenge me? I'll take you down. You want to do dinner service at Mercado, middle of the restaurant? I will lay the smackdown on you.
Well, this video was making the rounds over the course of the weekend, and I don't know who this lady is, but she, like you, is born with an amazing skill for leg wrestling. Now, if you don't know what we're talking, it's when you lie down on the floor and you lift your legs up, and so somebody's got to go like toe to head and head to toe and flat and then let her go, Alex. So watch the girl here. She's taking on all comers in this thing. And then you got to spin them. So you lift your legs up.
One, two, three.
And then you hook your legs and try and spin the other one over.
One, two, three.
And she's got stamina. Right? Like at some point, you would think conditioning or endurance would maybe weigh in. And these are young, athletic-looking...
Oh,
right?
Be a good one. I've got
this lady is like, so I'll lay here all night and beat your ass.
Yeah. Is it technique, two, retro, or what?
Three.
She does have a nice technique. She gets the jump. You know, like in arm wrestling, you got to get ahead of the guy. Get him on the defensive. It's hard to make a comeback in a leg wrestling.
So here they're even hooking arms.
Three. Oh, yeah.
And look at the legs. Huge quads. That's an athlete. She's great at parties.
Well, yeah, one day they'll have that at the Olympics. It'll be good.
Got the sweating right now. Watch, that's awesome. Now, speaking of wrestling, we can bring up the next one. I forget the last time we brought up this guy's name, but it wasn't that long ago. But I know you're a big wrestling fan. Look who is, I think this is Impact Wrestling. Take a look at who showed up. This is an event in, I believe, Windsor, Ontario.
Darren McCarty's one of the most dangerous enforcers in the history of the NHL.
deep.
Bully Ray, know what he's getting himself into here.
So McCarty's getting into the ring. He's taking the hoodie off. He's gonna. He's had enough.
McCarty. He's looking rough.
So he's hooked up.
Oh, God. Absolutely Bully Ray. Oh, now the
and then
all over
the cheap shot. Oh. Where's
guys
Draper?
Come into the ring.
Where's Draper?
Cheap shot in McCarty. McCarty had the upper hand.
McCarty was here as a fan. He's been here as a
now it's a 3-on-1, Rhett. That's not fair.
And, is it going to be
you know,
where's his
boys? There's a table.
Stevie Y.
NHL legend. Darren McCarty,
where's Shanny?
Where's
Maltby?
Not this. McCarty on the table by Bully Ray.
Yeah.
That is no good. Somebody send D-Mac a note. Find out if he's all right.
D-Mac. Well, he doesn't look very good right there. He got powerbombed through the table. For those of you that are just listening along. And that was like a, because he got up, that was a, like a super power bomb. And he looks there, it looks like he might be out cold, Rhett. It looks like he might be unconscious.
He don't get knocked out easy. He got hit in the head a lot during his career. Yeah. Didn't see him stumble too often, but he's done right now.
You know what I'm betting, though? I know how these things go. I bet you Darren McCarty's going to have his say yet. So if those guys in the ring, I'd keep your eyes open because yeah, retribution. That's not going to be the last they see of Darren McCarty, if I had to guess. And the last clip I have for you today, who doesn't love Charles Barkley? Barkley was on 60 Minutes. I was going to play one of those clips, but Charles Barkley is, I love him. I think he says what he thinks, and he doesn't worry about any of that. He knows what he is. Now this is the TNT panel, who I think a lot of people regard. This is the best one going in any sport. You got Shaq at one end, Charles Barkley. Now they're doing March Madness here, and you won't believe it, but Barkley brings out a Rhett-ism on national TV.
What did you make of what the Owls were able to do tonight, Chuck?
Well, not just tonight. It's incredible what they've accomplished. Tonight was the final cream of the cake, I guess. Icing on the cake.
There was a carrot in there. There was all kind of food.
He had this one. Call. He picked this one as soon as he came in. Give him this one.
He had the cheese.
No.
Carrots and carrot cake.
When me and Jay.
He had the carrot. It was the cream on top, and it was so the cream of the crop, and the cherry on top, and then the carrot as the so it was good. Odd that I thought of you instantly. Yeah, I do love Barkley. So there you go. That's what happened over the weekend. Before we, I got my Betway Bet of the Day coming up. Want to tell you about St. Eugene Golf Resort and Casino. We were talking earlier in the show about playing 36 a day. For some people, that's your thing. You want to play 36 and then add another 9 or 18 on top of that. St. Eugene Golf Resort and Casino. Good a place as any to do it. Beautiful spot, great hotel, championship golf course, casino, spa, restaurants, mountains all around you. Rediscover or discover for the first time the St. Eugene Golf Resort. StEugene.ca, the Spring Swing Golf Package, now $259 is where it starts. You and a friend can enjoy one night stay, round of golf. That includes your power cart, available from April 14th to May 17th. They are on Soch at St. Eugene Resort, Twitter and Instagram. And again, book today for that Spring Swing. Limited spots, obviously, at that kind of price. $259. You and a friend for a night, some golf. And
perfect example. I'm going to go golf. I'm going to play 18. I'm going to go to the spa. Then I'm going to hit the casino. And then I'm going to chill.
Yeah.
I got to do it all. If I'm on the course all day, I can't do the other stuff.
Yeah, just relax. Take care of yourself.
You going through your binder there?
36 down there?
You imagine how crippled up you'd be with your back and your hoof and all that stuff. 36.
Yeah.
I don't know. You got it in you, Dean.
I know I don't have it in me. Yeah. I'm good. You know what I'm good at? I'm good at making sure, hey, when you guys come back, I'll have some food ready, or we'll have some something to eat, or yeah, you know, I'll have the burgers ready for when you guys get back. I'm awesome at that part of it. Where are we at here? Oh, gotta get rolling. Alex has got these other things to do. Alex has got a very busy day.
Oh, he does other things. So
yeah,
Alex maybe should train his dog part of the day instead of having it yap at us all time.
He says he's good. He says he's all good. I've got a very important meeting at 1 o'clock. I gotta go out. Got to meet a potential client. There's lots of things going on with the old barn burner.
Oh, I can't wait to get back and help you out, Dean. I'm going to join along. Yeah. Need a vehicle, though.
That'll be great. Yeah. Greendrop.com is the website. Think about your lawn. Maybe you're not doing it right now. You're thinking, what lawn? It's snowing. There's still ice and all that. Fast forward a couple months. Don't you want to have that nice lawn? I know with mine, because where I end up having to shovel, you've got, you know, dead spots, and that's where people have been walking, and you gotta just have some pride. Have some pride in your lawn.
I love it when people come by and, man, the lawn looks good. That's my big source of pride for the Retzer. Absolutely.
Now, little QR code in the bottom of your screen. Yeah, don't stay too long. That's fine. Come admire the lawn and then bugger off for sure. But enjoy it. QR code in the bottom of your screen, greendrop.com. The spring colors are going to be are coming real soon. The beautiful basics package gets you going. Micronutrients, weed control. You got the beautiful premium package, aeration, overseeding, soil booster, plus the micronutrients. They come throughout the summer and take care of your lawn. They come. They show up, do the thing, they leave. Leave a little note in your door. Hey, we were here today. Here's what we did. Here's what we recommend you doing. Probably water it and cut it. Could you just water it and cut it? That'd be great if you could just water it and cut it for us. And we'll be back in a few weeks and we'll do it again. Having an awesome, lush, green, healthy lawn is way easier than you think. It's way easier. Greendrop.com. Go and check it out and get it on your sked. Book in now so that once this snow is gone, in theory, it's going to leave. But once it's gone, you'll have an awesome, awesome lawn to enjoy this summer. What kind of a yard you got there? Kind of a goat track you got out back there.
I don't have a yard. It's a complex. I mean, there's yard out there, but I don't have to do nothing. It's all swamp here. Like, there's grass, but it's always wet and swampy. And it's not like, it's not, you know, it's not the same as back home. It's not the same.
Yeah. Well, it sounds awesome. It sounds very definitely a place that I'm surprised more people don't do it after hearing that kind of a glowing recommendation. Betway bets of the day, and we'll get on our way. Betway bets of the day. Get the Betway app on your phone. Be 19. Be responsible. Just have some fun, right? Just it's for playing along, having a little bit of fun, laughing with your friends. Maybe a game that you don't really care about would be otherwise very boring. Hey, get a little something going here, a little extra juice for you. It's the bets of the day. Six games NHL tonight. I am going to go with a couple of the pre-built bets from the app. Seattle Kraken at Minnesota. The Wild have one, you ready for it? One regulation loss at home in their last 19 games. One. So I am going to take the Wild in regulation and over 5.5 goals. Seattle's been scoring a little bit. The Wild... +250. I like the value. I think the Wild win it. I'm going to say regulation over 5.5. That gets me to +250. And McDavid and Rantanen. Mika Rantanen, he's up to 48 goals. McDavid has 60. Both scoring tonight, +200. And you see there, odds can change throughout the day depending on what happens. Goaltender, that sort of thing. But those are my two Betway bets of the day. Both +200, +250. Come on, let's go. Let's go. Get that, get your wallet. Get that little account nice and fat. Get you ready for it. What's up? What's up for the rest of the day? What are you doing? I got the high-level meetings.
I might go to the gym. Meetings. Yeah? It's quiet time. Apparently, I got to do some sort of... If Alex isn't, how do I do this reading thing that I'm getting yelled at by Pinder? I got to do that, I guess. And then I might go to the gym. And then I got another ice session tonight. It's never enough. Can't I just sit on the damn couch and do nothing? Japers.
Yeah, it's very exciting over here. Meeting, which actually I do have to get going for. And then to the tax accountant tonight to sit down and go over that.
Ooh. Yeah, you don't want to do that.
People do that for a living, hey? I know you. It's probably good money and all that. But man, going over numbers and tax forms and all that sort of thing.
How long before you start person. To...
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, I don't...
Not long.
You know what it is? It's total Charlie Brown teacher. So on this one, I did this. Yeah, huh? Yeah, huh? It's like, I paid you to do it. I don't know. Yeah, just tell me where to sign. And if I get sued, I'm going to have to call you, I guess. Or, you know, if I'm going to prison, you're my one phone call.
Yeah, you can explain it to me for the next 2 years. It's not, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Well, I'm not sure about that one line right there. Now, does that... Thank you very much. Here, run this through on your debit machine and tell me where to sign and we'll move on. And yes, you'll be my one phone call if I'm at the Gray Hotel behind bars. That's the show for today. Thanks to all the sponsors for being a part of it. We appreciate you. We love you. Thanks to everybody for checking it out. Subscribe, like, share, tell your friends, get on board. Tomorrow's a game day. Kings in town. Pinder back. Frank Saravelli, I believe, will be with us after a week's hiatus, so we got a lot going
Can't
for you.
Can't count on him, because he's 50-50 for clips he's supposed to show up for. But anyway.
Yeah, it's true. Not like
I will
us
be
retro.
Here Thursday, so.
Awesome. See you, buddy.
I got to get there. I got to get there. Oilers suck.
Okay, good. See ya, buddy. See ya.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.